Yeah, my pleasure.
Appreciate it, East. Thanks for the call, man. All right, well, we got to hit another break. Top of the hour break. Having too much fun here. Well, no such thing. We're having a lot of fun here.
Well, yes.
Thank you, President Reagan. We'll be right back, folks. 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views. Be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The whistleblower complaint against President Trump, now made public, claims he tried to solicit foreign assistance in next year's election by pressuring Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden. It also claims White House officials tried to suppress the transcript of a call between the presidents that was made public yesterday. The director of National Intelligence, Joe McGuire, tells the House Intelligence Committee that anonymous whistleblower followed the law.
That individual works for me. Therefore, it is my job to make sure that I support and defend that person.
Fox's John Decker's at the White House.
The White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham in a statement writing, nothing has changed with the release of this complaint, which is nothing more than a collection of third-hand accounts of events and cobbled together press clippings, all of which show nothing improper.
And McGuire's refusing to testify about any conversations he's had with the president about any of this. He'll speak behind closed doors with the Senate Intelligence Committee later. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi everybody. The heat is on for the next several days, and that spells some record heat. Today, high temperature in the upper 90s. We should easily break the record of 94 from 2016. Rain chances are about 10% today and really the next few days. Then tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, and that takes us through the end of the month. And each day, record highs should be either tied or broken. That's going to be an incredible string of records, and the rain chances remote right on through Monday at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery man convicted of reckless murder has been sentenced. Ladarius Lafitte was sentenced to 139 years in prison for the death of Ashley Perkins. Back in 2017, Lafitte and another man were racing down Vaughn Road when his car slammed into Perkins, going 144 miles per hour. The United States Coast Guard announced the death of a student attending a preparatory program at Marion Military Institute. Details are still limited, but officials say the student was found dead on Monday. This death is now under investigation. And the Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a statewide fire alert. The fire alert is effective immediately and means that permits for outdoor burning will be restricted and issued only at the discretion of the state forester. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back.
Older women.
Roddy McDowell.
Indeed. Beautiful lovers.
It's one of my favorite songs.
I said older women. They understand I've been around.
But I can't go into that because we're not a music show.
And also
I'm not going to share all my secrets just yet.
Have you followed the Ken Burns history of country music?
No, I've heard about it, but not watched it yet.
It's been good. My only criticism, if I may, is that he tells the development of country music and the origin of country music, but it seems like it's more of a biography of Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash was in every single episode and I like Johnny.
Yeah.
He was okay, but he was not really the cornerstone of country music. He was noteworthy, but really this series, it was almost like a biography of Johnny Cash.
And that's where you always have to watch out with. Even a good book of history, like, you have to, you know, early historians of the Republic saw the job more as akin to a novelist as opposed to, like, a scientist. And even if you're trying to be impartial with history, you got to make choices. And, yeah, I think country music is bigger than that. Oh, before I forget, we need to announce the latest name in the name game. People have been registering online. We're doing this now for a whole month. This week, we're having people qualify to win a 65-inch Sony TV with tri-luminous display. It's a smart TV, built-in Chromecast, can be run by your Google Assistant with voice activation. Incredible TV. So without further ado, the name for this hour, Chuck Pickett. Chuck, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour. Again, Chuck Pickett. Call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this incredible TV from Cohen's Electronics.
Cohen's are great people. They're local, yes. And they're just simply the best.
Yes, and it is amazing how the technology's gone. I remember my dad went by Cohen's. He bought this amazing big-screen TV, 55-inch, but it was one of those back projectors, this monstrosity.
Oh, yeah. It was.
And now, 15 years later.
He had reinforced the floor to put it in.
And now they've got these, you know, super thin, amazing. It's just awesome. I love that stuff.
I can remember when I first came to Montgomery, it was like, this is Raymond Cohen. Come see us at the record shop on the Eastern Bypass.
There you go.
That's my Raymond Cohen impersonation.
Well, let's go to Randy from Snowden. Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Hey, gentlemen, good late morning. I wanted to ask Governor Wallace over there what he thinks about what's going on with this monotony with these whistleblowers and all this going on up there in Washington, and what would he have to say if they tried to bring that to Alabama?
Well, these whistleblowers... I understand there's provision under the law to allow people to anonymously make allegations, but I have concerns when other people are listening to the conversation of the President of the United States with another head of state, especially Ukraine, which is in a volatile part, and it in juxtapose its relationship with Russia, and what all has transpired there in terms of their invasion and their manipulation of their self-governance. And so therefore I'd be concerned if it brought it to Alabama. I'd take it to Legion Field or to Bryant Denny or Jordan Hare, and the whistleblower ought to be the ref, and he ought to be throwing the flag on the visiting team. That's what I say about whistleblowers.
That's a good way to look at that, Governor. My only other question I got, I want to flip sides on this mayor race here, Mayor Farmer here in Montgomery. I want to get your outlook on what do you think's going to happen here.
We need to ask this. What candidate can get your garbage picked up the fastest? What candidate can do a body slam on somebody knocking in your door? And you need to see what candidate is certified to carry a pistol. That'd be my qualifications on whoever's running.
Well, my last question, Mayor, is what do you think about the Project West Chase?
Not familiar with it.
They want to build we got an East Chase, Mayor. They want to build a West Chase out there in West Montgomery.
I understand. They build it, and they'll be chasing you up and down the floor.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Randy. That's a great call. That's too much fun. Here, let's go to Gino. Hey, Gene, how you doing?
Hey. Have you got your black shirt on?
Do I have my shirt? I never took it off, Gene.
Hey, whatever happened to a rooster? The guy that could reach over his head and shoulders and pull the water out of his back pocket.
What reference is that? Which rooster is that? You talking about the guy that did the rooster crow at the Wallace rallies?
Everywhere, yes. You ever hear what happened to him?
Yeah, his name was Clarence McCracken. Clarence was an accountant for the state of Alabama. And he's actually featured on, you'll hear him. PBS did a special on Governor Wallace. It was called Setting the Woods on Fire several years ago. And it was a two-part series, and it was incredibly well done, narrated by David McCollum. No, I'm sorry, it was narrated by Randy Quaid, introed by David McCollum.
Okay, well, don't let me take up all the time. You got more callers calling in. I'll be listening. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Gino.
Clarence McCollum was a character. I knew Clarence very well.
Yeah, I love this. See, I'm learning. This is still a learning experience for me, but I'm
there's
just
a lot
to be clear.
Of stuff running around up here.
Well, likewise, this is great. Let's go to the phone and talk to Tom.
Hey, how's it going today?
Pretty well. How you
great,
doing?
Great, thanks.
I'm good, thanks. I longtime listener, occasional caller, and I just wanted to touch on the presidential race here.
Sure.
I really believe that President Trump's going to win without a problem.
Absolutely, yes.
And and naturally, after President Trump wins, there's going to be four more years of this impeachment stuff. The Democrats are never going to quit until they get him out of office. That's a personal thing for them.
Well, you know, here's my thinking about that particular matter. Suppose the president, and I don't see any reason why he would change his. Running mate, Vice President Pence. He's a good man and a great, solid Christian man. And I don't, you know, they like to cause rumors and everything like that. But I don't see any reason why he would change his vice presidential nominee. Now, if these hardcore impeachers will think about it, and they impeach President Trump, they're going to get a extremely far more conservative president in President Trump Pence. And if you think about it, the states like Colorado, Massachusetts, Alaska, I think Arizona, California, all the states that have legalized marijuana have done so under an umbrella of permissiveness by the federal government that not imposed. It's still against the federal law,
right,
to have marijuana. So I think what they would find out is, once they got rid of President Trump, is that President Pence would immediately revoke all the state authorizations of marijuana and put them all out of business. So they better be careful what they wish for.
Okay, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. And just one other thing I wanted to mention is I was a lifelong resident of Pennsylvania until the last 8 years when I moved there to Alabama. And I grew up with Democratic parents, and I was a Democrat myself until President Clinton went in office. And
he converted a lot of people to the Republican Party.
Yeah, it became an embarrassment to me.
Right.
And the Democratic Party today is an embarrassment to our country.
Well, I told Hillary, I said that this whole matter about impeachment goes back to a matter that is between her and I. And and Ken Starr brought all this out.
It is an embarrassment. It's just so over the top where the Democrats are taking things. And I already saw an ad Trump cut with all this impeachment stuff, all these people saying we want to impeach him, and it included in that first debate, how many of y'all would completely get rid of private health insurance? And everybody on stage raised their hand. And I knew it would be an ad when it happened, and he's using it already.
Biden was the slowest one to bring his hand up. I saw he was like, whoa.
He did the tentative, toe in the pool thing. But I think the only thing that could hurt the president, and in my judgment, it won't happen, but if the economy goes down, it crashes before the election, I think Trump might have trouble. Other than that, I think he's bulletproof.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call, guys, and I hope you both have a great day.
You too, Tom.
Thank you, sir.
And let me be clear, I don't hope the economy goes down because my goodness, if the economy tanks, Trump loses to, say, a Warren or any of these Democrats, you're talking about almost unfiltered socialism. Just no.
Well, then the economy goes into an unrecoverable mode.
Exactly. And even with the anemic recovery with Obama-Biden, it was the slowest recovery since the Great Depression. And a lot of it was due to all these things they were putting forward called regime uncertainty. You couldn't get clear growth. You didn't know where the rules of the road were going to be.
Cash for clunkers was the strongest thing.
Man, and all that did is pull demand forward, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then it didn't catch back up later. But here, let's go to the phones and talk to Mark.
Harder to get parts for Bonneville, too.
I know, that's the craziest part about cash for clunkers. They make them destroy the parts.
That's right.
It's insane.
I know.
Hey, Alva.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a write-in, and it's a long shot, but I just want your opinion on it.
Okay.
Shorty Price.
For what office?
President.
Oh, I think he'd be... In spirit, he would be in spirit because he's no longer well. Number one, he was in spirits when he was here.
But he's dead.
He's dead, so he's really in spirit.
Well, yeah, that's right. You're either in the flesh or in the spirit, brother. Hey, I've really enjoyed your show today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I hope you'll come back. Joey's awesome, and I hope you'll come back often. You and Jack together, I wouldn't be able to drive. I'd be laughing so hard. Jack is like the wittiest guy I've ever heard, and it's just ridiculously funny. And
he's amazing.
I know. Listen, thank y'all. Thanks, Joey, for having this dude on.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mark. Yeah, this is great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, President Reagan. Well, I don't even know who's on line three here, but let's see who it is. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Slap Out Bob.
Hey, Slap Out Bob, what's shaking?
You guys are having too much fun in that little room this morning.
No such thing. We're just having fun.
Now, I'm interested in the name, Bob. Are you from Slap Out?
I am. I reside in the big city of Slap Out.
Yeah. Now, Beat 14 used to be the bell cow of the statewide elections.
That is true.
And is that country store still there?
No, the country store is gone.
Okay. Well, it used to be everybody would wait for the first results in every gubernatorial campaign would come from Beat 14 and Slap Out. And
that is correct.
And if I'm not mistaken, they never missed a governor's race.
That entire area shifted, though. Used to be strongly, I call them Yellow Dog Democrat. That shifted a good bit. So they haven't been winning too good lately. I'm thankful for that.
You know, you know where a Democratic enclave is in this state that blows my mind?
What's that?
It is south of Brundage and before you get to the crossroads. Hamilton Crossroads.
Uh-huh.
It always comes in strong and Democratic vote.
And it's amazing. Yeah, usually those are large families, large landowners that pull that down like that.
Right.
Got a question, guys.
Okay.
I'm kind of following the impeachment deal and the Trump situation. And I heard you discussing Pence stepping up if this happened. But I haven't heard anybody throw in the possibility of Trump Jr. creating the Trump dynasty. There have been a few cases. I've heard him speaking to people on TV, and it's almost like in the back of his mind, he might be being groomed to succeed his father.
Oh, I think he has it in mind. I think Ivanka does, too.
He'd be stronger to me than Donald Trump. He doesn't have the quirks that Donald has, but he has all the mind and the same thought process.
I hadn't considered that.
I think partly the quirks are Trump's charm. Like, I mean, and I know what you mean, but it's also it's a double-edged sword, and it helps him and it hurts him. It's I think part of why he's so effective.
It goes back to the street fighter from New York and Trump and President Trump. If you hit him, he's going to pop you back. And he's going to pop you back as hard or harder than you hit him. And
there is no doubt.
And he doesn't care if it's caustic, if it's over the top, if it is uncouth. You're going to get full force on it. And the media is not used to that. You think about it. George W. Bush received more castigation by the national media as much as Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
But
correct.
He didn't fight back. He did correct. Not fight back. He kind of laughed and shoved it off. But Trump pops him right back in the snout.
You have fake news.
Yeah, he absolutely
and you
does.
Have fake
and
news.
Absolutely enjoying it, too, by the way.
Me, too. I love it.
But like I said, you guys, y'all doing great on the radio today, and glad to hear it.
Thank you so much.
And y'all have a nice afternoon.
You, too.
Appreciate it. Slap out Bob there. And, you know, what I love about Trump is that even when he's stretching the truth a little bit, you know, it's so transparent in how he fibs. And I've said it before, it's the old George Carlin joke about Clinton. Oh, that Bill Clinton's full of crap. Well, but at least he's honest about it.
Well,
and Trump does that often.
I've got you a Wallace. If we got time for a Wallace talking about stretching a little bit. And again, back in the old days, you didn't have the media, but Nelson Bennett was from Talladega, and he wrote for the Los Angeles Times. And he would follow Governor Wallace around when he was running for governor on the stump. And he'd go, and you see back there, that's Nelson Bennett from the Los Angeles Times. And he's been down here covering me so long, we've rubbed off on him. He's got a crew cut. We're doing some good for him. He's got a crew cut. And about 3 months of that, he comes up to Governor Wallace and he says, "Now, Governor, why do you keep saying that? You know I've always worn my hair in a crew cut." He goes, "Well, let me just say this, Mr. Nelson. About half you write about me so, and about half I say about you is so."
Yeah, it's proportional. You got to hit him back.
He was quick.
That's good stuff. Well, we got to hit a break, folks. This part of the program has been brought to you by Bo Goodson with the Goodson Group. He has a unique understanding here of the River Region, the real estate market here. Well, because he's been doing this for, over 40 years. I mean, he's been helping buyers and sellers here in Montgomery and the surrounding areas for that time period. So he's really learned the market, the ups and downs of it. And they not only help you with buying and selling your property, they can also help you manage your property. And I know this from firsthand experience. I rented a place and they were the ones who were actually managing that property. Anything went wrong, they're on top of it. And here's the thing, not much went wrong hardly at all because they were on top of it before we even moved in. So check out the Goodson Group, home for also the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the state. And it's a great career. The service sector of the economy is booming, and part of that service sector is the real estate market. So a lot of opportunities there, and you can learn the trade at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. So go online, check them out at thegoodsongroup.com. You can find all their listings, like I mentioned earlier, that place out of the waters with Eddie Bader, or give them a call, 551-0225, 551-0225, The Goodson Group and Bo Goodson. We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark and Alva Lambert here in studio with me. We're having a lot of fun doing all the voices. See, I'm having to hold back. I don't think it should be like an impersonation of, President Reagan, I need some advice. I need some advice. Should I apologize back when I was caught on tape and I said you can go into humane shelters and grab all the kitty cats you want if you're rich and famous and adopt them and take them home?
Well, no, I don't think you should apologize because that would be a testament of goodwill in that you're trying to rescue some animals that are in need of rescue. And while I'm at it, may I suggest some Congress people that need some rescuing as well?
Oh, well, I'll grab and rescue other kitty cats. I don't know about Congress. They're just so, they had to get me.
Anyway, we'll be back, folks.
My beautiful lovers, I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered.
When news happens,
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's CBS Premiere Thursday, starting with the Young Sheldon season premiere.
That's a great idea.
Plus, it's the series premiere of The Unicorn, a new comedy about moving on.
You need to start dating.
With everything that I have going on?
You have nothing going on.
And after the season premiere of Mom, catch Patricia Heaton in the series premiere of Carol's Second Act.
You're that intern.
Yes, I'm the old intern.
Followed by the series premiere of Evil, CBS Tonight.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We're talking with Bill Cutter with Circle C Trailers, Highway 82 West in Prattville, Alabama. Bill, you've taken on a brand spanking new line of trailers. Tell us about it.
First of all, we would like to thank our thousands of customers that have come out and used our repair facilities, parts department, as well as bought trailers from us. We have taken on a new line of trailers, Top Hat Trailers. They are some of the finest trailers there are. We also have our enclosed trailers. We have taken on Lark enclosed trailers. We would invite everybody out to look at them, as well as we have dump trailers in stock, goosenecks in stock, utilities, you name it, we have it. If we don't have it, we will get it for you. We do not mind special orders. We enjoy them. They enjoy our customers. You can reach us at 334-301-9520, or you can come to 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basing rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, I know that she has made a
well, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Alva Lambert in studio, because, well, Jack is, he's a big TV star.
Right, he's otherwise occupied.
Well, and before I forget, we got to go back to the phones. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program here. You told me a story about H.W.
Yeah.
And old, good old Ronnie.
President Reagan had gone to South Africa on a foreign trip, diplomatic trip. And so when he returned, President H.W. Bush was in the Oval Office, and he was going to get a debriefing on the trip, and he goes, "Mr. President, good to have you back. How was Bishop Tutu?" And President Reagan said, "Oh, he was so-so." just shows the yeah. humor between Ronald Reagan and...
Reagan was so good. He was so... called the great communicator for a reason.
Oh, no question about it.
And, well, let's go to the phones real quick. Let's talk to William B. Hey, William B., how you doing?
All right. How y'all doing?
Fine, thank you. Hope you are.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I don't know if you could have him back on with Jack and I. All three of you? I don't think I can handle it, man. you know, it's a good thing I'm parked over here waiting to get this load off and not driving right now. Because y'all are cracking me up.
I appreciate it. We're having fun, too.
We are.
Emery Farmer's killing me.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to see the mayor talking about, but what's this Beto character? What's he about? is that a VHS Beto? Uh-huh. He needs to rewind himself because he ain't making no sense.
Yeah, that's killing me. Hey, I thought I heard Bill Clinton in there earlier. I wanted to ask President Clinton what he thought about all this whistleblower stuff, and has he heard from Monica lately?
Well, you know, I understand that there needs to be provisions within the law to protect us, but, you know, I was on the phone when the alleged event happened, and I was talking to Alabama Congressman Sonny Callahan, and that was in the Oval Office, and I know he didn't say anything about it, so somebody else must have brought it out.
Oh, man, y'all are killing me. Listen, great show, man. I got to let you go and get back to it, but, man, you're killing me today. I just had to let you know. This
good. We're going to keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Good stuff.
Thank you, brother. Good guy. Oh, and he should know I cut my hair some for you. He wanted me to get a haircut. I did get a haircut.
Oh, the mayor wanted you're looking ship shape.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm trying at least, Mr. Mayor. Don't body slam me.
Oh, no.
Let's go to Boomer T. I haven't seen this name on the phone line in a while. What's up?
Joey Clark. Man, I'm telling you, I'm digging your new little scene here at the little noontime, the morning time from 9 to 12. You come in crystal clear, my friend.
Ooh, I like
in
that.
In the attic with no static.
I like
all,
that.
All the way live at Titus, Alabama, beautiful Lake Jordan. And let me tell you something, Mr. Joey. You got one of my very, very, very best personal friends there. Mr. Alvin Lambert is one of my truly best. Teresa and I are sitting here. We're having a ball riding. She just stepped out of the car, Alice. You know how she does.
Oh, yeah.
But Alva, man, let me tell you something, Joe. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. And I've had the opportunity to actually be in a room with Jack Campbell and Alvin Lambert at the same time.
Oh, Lord.
And let me tell you something. It's something when you get them two together, you better have on a seatbelt, brother, and a hard hat.
Thank
That's
you,
all
brother.
I got to say.
Well, Boomer, but I appreciate it. You give my love to Miss Teresa.
Oh, I will, Alvin. Let me tell you something, my brother. Hey, Joey, I hope you can get him on Thursday when Jack's doing his thing. But, man, your show's rocking. This is a show. Loving it, man. You come in crystal clear. Alva, I'll see you later, my friend. We'll have lunch. God bless y'all, and God bless America.
Thank you, buddy.
See you when I see you.
Thank
you.
Buddy. Oh, man, what a call.
He's a great guy.
I've learned with Boomer T just to let him go because he's got something to say.
He always starts, it's me, it's Boomer T.
Indeed, indeed. Here, let's go to the phones again. News Talk, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Ray Ray.
Hey, Ray Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to hear my old friend Alva's voice today.
Thank you, Ray.
It's been a great show. Too funny. getting 6 or 8 or 12 guests for the price of one today. That's awesome.
Indeed.
You know, actually, Ray, the first time I was in this studio, the late, great Don Markle had me on here.
Right.
And he wanted me to, he loved Heflin. That was his favorite impersonation he liked me to do. Senator, you know what his staff lovingly called Heflin? Senator Water Buffalo, because he was so big, and he was just a huge guy. But, you know, he was actually a Marine.
Oh, wow, okay.
Oh, yeah.
During World War II.
Yeah. Well, there was one thing y'all were talking about, the country music thing with Ken Burns.
Yeah.
There's one thing in there that kind of upset me. You know, I'm from Banks. you know.
Yeah, yeah, and Hank Jr. Hank Jr.'s got
right
place
now.
Hank
they had mentioned that Hank met Audrey at a medicine show in Brundage. It was actually in Banks, and there's another documentary on Hank that mentions he met Audrey in Banks. And my dad was childhood friends with Lucretia, Audrey's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But Dad always told me that, you know, they met there in Banks, and that was one thing that just kind of I took issue with. But
what's that, 13 miles, 14 miles difference?
No, about 6 or 8 miles, yeah.
Well, if you take that curvy road at 51 is you got to factor in all the curves on 51. Governor Wallace had Highway 51 named after his old friend Billy Watson. Mm-hmm. Billy ran the general store, ran the men's store in Clayton, and was kind of a supporter and initial backer of Governor Wallace back when he was first starting, but later when the governor got elected, he goes, Billy, I'm gonna name Highway 51 after you because it's so crooked.
Thanks so much, guys. It's been a great show, Joy. I look forward to when you have Jack and or Alva back on with Jack. It's gonna be a hoot. So
appreciate it, right?
y'all take care.
Absolutely. You too. No, and I have to be honest with you, this is a surprise to me, not in the sense that I've heard plenty of your reputation from Jack, but it's just fun, to know you here on air.
Yeah,
we're
absolutely
doing this for the first time. I think it's going pretty well. We got to hit another break here, folks. You're listening to News and Views. Joey Clark, Alva Lambert in studio today. And there's one story I want to get to next. We were talking about this cancellation culture, not giving people a second chance,
mm-hmm.
especially when so much has changed over the decades. But people change, especially because I'm not that far removed from it. Imagine being a teenager to when you're like 25, let's say. The amount of change that happens in that 10 years, that decade, is unreal. So I think it's absolutely ridiculous, this new day and age where the what we like to call the woke scolds on Twitter, the progressives on Twitter, these woke people, going after people for what they said when they were teenagers.
I call it the gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Mentality.
And it doesn't help, I think, the people doing the gotcha, and it doesn't help the people that they're, putting on blast, as the kids say these days. It doesn't help anybody. It's a bad standard and a bad road for us to go down.
I'd like to see Antifa try to come to Montgomery when Mayor Farmer was mayor. He probably could take him out pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't think they mess with him.
I don't think so.
Well, he was always such a legendary figure in my mind, because I only knew Emory as a kid when I played baseball and stuff,
Still third base, not a bicycle.
Right, there you go.
What he always said.
And I just remember him opening up the ceremonies, and to hear stories as I get older, it's great stuff. But we got to hit this break. 272-9228 is the number. You're listening to News and Views.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Big Bang Gang would like to remind you, the home of Superman is Krypton. The home of Batman is Gotham City.
I'm Batman.
And now there's only one home of the Big Bang Theory.
This will always be my spot.
That's right, only one
home.
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 Because now the
only
place you can see the Big Bang Theory all week long is
weekdays at 5 on WCOV Fox 20.
We live here. Yeah!
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods.
He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The heat is on for the next several days, and that spells some record heat. Today, high temperature in the upper 90s. We should easily break the record of 94 from 2016. Rain chances are about 10% today and really the next few days. Then tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, high temperatures in the upper 90s each day, and that takes us through the end of the month. And each day, record highs should be either tied or broken. That's going to be an incredible string of records, and the rain chance is remote. Right on through Monday, at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark. Alongside me today is Alva Lambert. Getting to know Alva, and man, we're having a lot of fun. The conversation's continuing off air, and I wish we I wish we could share that on air. But
the
you
name
know.
Shall remain anonymous to protect the innocent.
Indeed. Indeed. Real quick, this part of the program, folks, brought to you by the good folks over at Bath Innovations of Alabama. You know, I didn't know this until we started looking into it, but a recent study showed that on average, we spend close to 3 hours a week in our bathroom, which means that you don't want it to just be, you know, dull and drab and all this stuff. If you aren't enjoying the current scenery, and some folks might spend a little more time in the bathroom, given certain situations, who knows? I'm not pointing any fingers here. But let Bath Innovation spruce up that bathroom for you. They can transform your bathroom from boring to beautiful. It's a locally owned and operated business. Bath Innovation specializes in bathtub to shower conversions, custom tile installation, walk-in showers. I had one of those as a kid. I had to share the bathroom with my brother, but I miss that walk-in shower. Things freaking amazing. Excuse me, I got a little excited there, but you should want a walk-in shower, folks, and then Bath Innovation can do it. Fiberglass repair and more.
One of these days, you'll need a walk-in bathtub where you can open it up. I'd like to see how excited you are.
And they can do that for you. I've actually seen those.
Yeah,
and
they're very handy, and, you know, if you get to the age appropriate for that, that's a... It's a great safety feature.
They can do it all, folks, at Bath Innovations. Contact them today and learn more about their affordable bathroom remodeling solutions. You can call them and set up an appointment. Get a free did I say? Free estimate, 277-2723. Again, the number 277-2723. And you don't just have to trust me. Go to their Facebook page, or as I like to call it, the Book of Faces page, and check out Bath Innovations there. And you can see these great before and after photos. Just see the proof of the great work they can do. Or you can stop by at 2331 Eastern Boulevard, across from the Home Depot. Look for the big duck. That's the way you can identify him. Or, of course, at bathinnovations.com. So, real quick, before I go to you, Papa B, hold on. This story, this has to do with what you call gotcha culture, mm-hmm. Alva, what some are calling cancellation culture, just outrage culture, blah, blah, blah. We can label it whatever we want, but it's an aspect of culture that's just terrible. First off, this started as a great story. Less than 2 weeks ago, a guy named Carson King was a hero. After he held up on college game day, a Busch Light supply needs replenishing. Venmo Carson King 25. The national attention from College Game Day and his sign resulted in donors from all over the country contributing money, to where he ended up with a lot of money, $1.14 million. So he donated that money to the Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital. But for whatever reason, enter the media. The Des Moines Register decided to do a background check on this young man, who I believe is like 24, 25. A background check of this private citizen thrust into national spotlight. And lo and behold, what they uncovered were a couple of racially insensitive tweets King fired off when he was 16. And by the way, he didn't come up with these tweets on his own, folks. He was quoting an old comedy show that was purposely provocative not that long ago named Tosh.0. Oh. And everybody who knows Daniel Tosh knows, well, what you're talking about. So essentially what happens out of this is all these tweets, he's in trouble. Tweets from when he was 16. And they end up having Anheuser-Busch like completely disassociate themselves from this kid after they supported him. It is just absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, this kid did a good thing. He could have kept that money for himself. But, you know, no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah, and you know what? If he hadn't have made the contribution, which I think was extremely admirable, the attention probably would not have led to the background check.
Right, and it's just amazing. Even if you're doing something good, folks, just keep in mind, and I'm starting to realize this, I'm semi-famous. I'm not famous. I really don't want fame for fame's sake. But some people know me around town, or they're starting to. And even a little bit of that makes me uncomfortable. I can't imagine you get on a national spotlight and you didn't even want it. You do a good thing, and then somebody tries to ruin your life. With something you said when you were 16.
No good deed goes unpunished, like you said.
Indeed. Just crazy story. I had to get that out because we got to stop this nonsense, folks. But let's go to the phones and talk to Papa B.
I saw that story, too, and I'm like, you know, what did this guy ever do to that stupid newspaper?
Right.
I mean, why? What is the motive of the newspaper? What is their beef? How did they come to the idea, hey, let's go investigate this guy? Did they have nothing better to do with their time?
Well, you know what the governor said? He said people go to school for 4 years, get an undergraduate degree, and then they go on and go to graduate school and become doctors, lawyers, professionals, and somebody goes to journalism school, and all of a sudden a miracle happens. You get an expert on every subject under the sun.
I guess they are professional gadflies is what I'm gathering.
I've got other descriptive terms, but I won't express them.
I really would like to know why, you know, have somebody ask them, look, what is your big beef? Why did you do this to a person? And I really think the guy ought to just turn around and sue him for defamation or something,
Yeah, as a private citizen, I'm sure he could.
Anyway, real quickly, I know you got short time. I've been listening a little bit to this testimony about the DNI.
Yeah.
And so what I gather here is that, okay, here's a whistleblower. He works for the DNI, but the whistleblower doesn't have firsthand information of what he's whistleblowing about. And the DNI has an obligation to report to Congress a whistleblower, but he also has an obligation to clear it with the executive branch, with the president, because it's about, communication, a presidential communication, to see if it doesn't, fall under a privilege. And now, so Schiff is trying to make, the rest of them are trying to make a big ordeal about the fact that he's just trying to follow through all of the legal hoops that he's got to go through to make sure he's doing his job right.
Well, I'm looking at Schiff right now on the broadcast, and he just makes me sick to my stomach. I had a friend one time who would describe him as slack jawed.
Somebody once called DC Hollywood for ugly people.
Yeah,
and Schiff certainly lives up to that.
He looks mighty. Shifty, guy. Doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Esther on the Sanford show would say, "You fish-eyed fool."
She was a great actress. I loved her.
But this is just one more episode of the Democrats trying to get something going somehow, and it's just not working. But from what I gather, after this one, they got another one, wrapping up. So,
was it Alan Jackson had a song? It looked like he's doing a lot of shift work.
That's right. Are they gonna, but they're gonna, it looks to me like, since the Mueller report did not pan out, they're just gonna run one right after another.
Oh, yeah.
Of these whistleblowers up there, and,
pretty soon they'll be whistling Dixie.
I guess so. All right, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Papa B.
Thank you.
We got to hit another quick break here. Coming up, we got some more folks on the phones. And, who knows? Alva and I might end up just going nuts, just start going into all sorts of voices.
Well,
President Reagan, this is Bernie Sanders. I think what you did, you and your neoliberal project, capitalism is ruthless.
Well, it's like I told a fellow Republican, Mr. Sanders. It's not that our Democratic liberal friends are ignorant. No, not at all. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Well, I do know a lot. I appreciate that. I do know a lot. We'll be right back.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
The Feedlot and Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The Feedlot in Pike Road.
It's time for the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale, this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cavco Warehouse Sale, this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, 9 to noon. Just closing out the show here. Joey Clark alongside me today has been Alva Lambert. This has been great, Alva.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it, Joey. We'll do it again, sir.
Absolutely, and especially when it'll be the three of us, Jack and you and I. Oh, man.
Are we ready for the ratings on that, or the consequences, rather?
Yeah, well, if we cause a few car crashes, I think our job has been well done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Ed. Ed, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm a first-time caller. I love y'all show.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask Mr. Alva a question. Does he remember a man named John A. Garrett?
Oh, yeah, I remember John Garrett. He was from Pike Road, and he and Joel Barfoot's daddy always led the 4th of July parade dressed in red, white, and blue. And John had a daughter, Mary John Garrett.
He had two daughters.
Yes. I knew Mary John. Mary John was involved in state government.
Yeah. I married his granddaughter, okay. One of his granddaughters.
Oh. Yeah.
And I don't know if I have time for just a quick little story about John A. We were, he was big in politics, of course. He did the Alabama Rural Water.
Right.
And anyway, every Wednesday during dove season, we'd have a dove shoot behind his house, and we were all there, and the game wardens came up one time when we were shooting, and the governor was there, and there was several, like Dickerson, one of his good friends, and Heflin, and some other